Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we take a look at the Attorney General's race on the conservative side. Our guests, Jacob Hafter, Travis Barrett, and Joel Hanson. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Larry Mathias, Rue Goodnow, and Chris Wicker. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Brian Sandoval talks tough on taxes, but what's the real story? After Nevadans passed a new law requiring a two-thirds majority to raise taxes, Attorney General Sandoval worked to overthrow the will of the people, even telling the legislature it must pass tax increases. So Sandoval personally intervened, using the courts to force an $800 million tax increase, the largest in Nevada history. The real Brian Sandoval, not what he seems.
Don't read my lips, read my record.
Sharon Angle's record. As state legislator, Sharon Angle voted to raise her pay twice.
Don't read my lips, read my record.
Sharon Angle pushed a bill favored by the Church of Scientology using tax dollars to give massages to prisoners.
Don't read my lips, read my record.
Sharon Angle. When you read her record, you know she's wrong for Nevada.
I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
This segment brought to you by the law firm of Kempfer Kroll, with offices in Reno, Carson City, and Las Vegas. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, as we head towards the primary election, we're going to have a debate today between attorney general candidates on the conservative side. Jacob Hafter is here. He's a Republican candidate for attorney general of the great state of Nevada. Travis Barrick is here, Republican candidate for attorney general of Nevada. And Joel Hanson, who doesn't have a primary, but I wanted him to have a voice in this discussion, American Party candidate for attorney general of the great state of Nevada. Let's get rid of the elephant in the room before we even start, which is this investigation of a lawsuit. Federal judge just found, according to Jeff Gurman, that the Nevada Attorney General candidate Jacob Hafter might have a tough time proving in court that his First Amendment political speech rights were violated when the Nevada State Bar began investigating him. What are they investigating you about, and where is it heading?
Basically, what's happened is Ms. Masto's engaged in the same stuff that she's always doing. When there's a threat, they come after the person using tactics that are unscrupulous rather than facing the threat directly.
For example?
I said that she's violating attorney ethics laws, but when she released two letters to the press that she wrote to the governor regarding representation of the governor in the state of Nevada, she doesn't see that as a violation. It's a clear violation. The governor's office has confirmed that they've never released or waived privilege. They have two privileges, both attorney-client and executive. And she released those letters in violation of that privilege. And rather than herself be held accountable, she's having the bar come after me for statements I made in a press release. And so basically all I've done is rather than going through the process, I don't believe that any attorney who's also a candidate should have to worry about defending themselves against comments they make in a press release or on your show or any other interaction with the press. And so we've sued in federal court under the First Amendment to protect those rights. And at this point, you know, the bar threw up a bunch of procedural hurdles. We got those all blown away. So now the judge is ready to deal with the merits. The only thing that we've had, though, to date is a TRO hearing, or temporary restraining order hearing, which is a very superficial hearing. We didn't have any evidence. It wasn't to that degree yet. And so the judge said, well, we're not quite there yet. But now we're going to start getting into the merits of the case.
And the hearing will be this Thursday in Northern Nevada.
Well, that's the disciplinary board.
Okay. All right. Do you have any comments on this?
Well, I think this is an example that Mr. Hafter is indeed a fighter. and unfortunately, perhaps he's the lightning rod, because I think he's well spoken that this administration, Masto in particular, is not above underhanded or political witch hunts. And so, I, in that sense, I think he's spoken well.
Do you have any comments on this?
This is very much like what she did to Mr. Kroliki. Tried to prosecute him because of political reasons rather than real reasons. And I believe she's using the power of her office unethically. And in that case, of course, she was thrown out of court. And I believe that it shows her incompetence, because the judge said, you don't even know how to plead a criminal complaint here. Why are you here? And she threw him out. She threw Masto out and said, you don't have a case. And she didn't.
All right, let's get into some of the topics here. On your website, Jacob, you talk about the insurance measure, or the insurance merger, rather, between United Health and Sierra Health. What would you have done, and where do you think the problems have occurred in the state because of this merger?
The merger is just one example. The office is responsible
for
antitrust
issues. But I'd like to be specific about that one, because that's the one you brought up.
The problem is you have now a private insurer in Nevada that controls about 70% of the market. Patients lose out because they have to fight a 1,600-pound gorilla in denying claims. Employers lose out because we're seeing 15 to 40% year-after-year rate increases. And physicians lose out because if they don't appease this payer, they get kicked off the panel and they lose their practice when 70% of the market is controlled by one payer. And so I think that there is significant antitrust concerns, and it's the responsibility of the Attorney General's office to regulate mergers on the basis of antitrust. And she didn't. It was pure political. She had influence not to get involved, and she didn't get involved.
Do you have evidence of that?
We are compiling evidence. The bigger issue, though, is if you look at it in Nevada, you can't come in and offer health insurance unless you can match the same reserves as all the other insurers. So United Healthcare comes in, they put a huge reserve up, and they've stopped competition. And that's one of the reasons why we only have four or five payers in Nevada, and we have such a hard problem with health insurance. This is antitrust, pure and simple, and Ms. Masto's office didn't want to get involved when she had the opportunity to protect the consumers of Nevada.
Travis, your thoughts on the merger?
None at all. This is Mr. Hafter's issue. I have other issues.
Okay, well, let's talk about your issue. One of the things you're saying you're running on is pride in government. What does that mean?
I get the sense that the people in Nevada are embarrassed by the infighting or the ineptitude and the inability of both the executive and the legislative branch to manage our affairs in such a way that we are captives to the business cycle, and that we're whipsawed by rising and falling house sales and rising and falling tourist activity.
But what does that have to do with running for Attorney General?
Well, the Attorney General's office is kind of at the gatekeeper role for the regulatory process. And in my view, the regulatory process here is acting as a drag on business and industry, both the ones that are here and the ones that want to come here. And Nevada should be more competitive as a state. We're rich in precious metals. We're rich in vast areas of grazing land. We're rich in sunshine and wind power, and all those things are subject to regulatory oversight. And the Attorney General's office does not process those applications in a timely fashion.
All right. I'm still not sure what they have to do with being Attorney General, but let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll include Joel into the conversation. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owe $50,000 in taxes, but listen. Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
This segment brought to you by Kempfer Kroll, the law firm to handle your business needs. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with candidates on the conservative side for Attorney General, two Republicans and an independent American, Jacob Hafter and Travis Barrick are the Republican candidates, and Joel Hanson, Independent American Party. Joel, let me ask you a question and a little bit of a sidebar here.
Sure.
At a time when the Tea Party has got people excited on the conservative side across the country, they are part of the Republican Party, and it's been over the years that Republicans can be elected to office, whereas libertarians, independent Americans, have had a much harder time. Why did you not make the decision to move into the Republican Party and have a better shot? Because you do have name recognition.
Well, you know, when I ran for Supreme Court last time, I was leading the race until the other side found out about it and poured about $500,000 into the race. I don't think that it's necessarily so that an independent American in this race, in this economy, and in this political environment is a disadvantage. I believe that the electorate has lost faith in large measure in the two major political parties. I had a good friend who didn't used to support me, and I talked to him yesterday, and he said, you know, the Independent American Party is now what the Republican Party used to be. We represent true conservative principles, and we haven't lost those principles the way the Republican Party in large measure has. So in this political environment, people have lost faith in the Bush administration, they lost faith in the Obama administration, and they're looking for new solutions. And we've grown by leaps and bounds, and we have a lot of support. I haven't had a negative comment since I started.
But are you able to raise up money?
I am raising money. I made four calls on Friday. Every single one of them said, I'm giving you money. I had a client who just said, I want to give you some money, give me $2,500, without being asked.
Will you be able to raise enough to be competitive?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I was last time. I raised $50,000 last time I ran. And I expect to raise a lot more than that this time.
But as you said, the opposition put up a lot more money than that.
They did.
Okay, let's move on. Another topic. Jacob, on your website, you talk about wanting to go after predatory lenders. For example, whom? Because there are some that might say that everybody in the banking industry is a predatory lender as we look at the history of banking, and others would say maybe not.
First and foremost, if somebody takes out a mortgage, they should be obligated to continue and pay that mortgage or suffer the consequences of default, and I want that very clearly said. However, in the state of Nevada, there has been excessive both predatory lending and unfair business practices going on by the banks, which,
for example,
loans that are being given to people where there's a 230% debt to income ratio, and they're saying that's underwritten and it's given and they think it's a conscionable loan. Negative amortization loans. In California, the Attorney General's office went after Countrywide for negative amortization loans. If we just changed the verbs around and I just said, I'm going to give you $100 and the interest is going to be 6%, but only give me a dollar every year, we'll throw the rest in, don't pay me all the juice. You know, I start using terms like that. We say, hey, this is Nevada, we know that. That's loan sharking. We're not going to allow that. But when we talk about negative AM and rolling in the principal, all of a sudden it becomes acceptable. No, it's not. And in many other states, the attorneys general have gone after the banks, and they're not allowed to foreclose on those loans. They have to rewrite those loans. Our Attorney General has been silent on that, and yet we have the highest foreclosure rates around. We have people that are following the bank's advice, doing everything that the bank's telling them, jumping through thousands of hoops, sending in financial statements, making trial payments, and then without any notice in violation of Nevada Revised Statute 107, the one that governs foreclosure law, banks are foreclosing on these people's homes, and it's unacceptable, and nobody's advocating for the consumer in that respect, and that's part of the job of the Attorney General.
Travis, you have any thoughts on this?
Certainly. Thanks, Sam. Remember, the mortgage bubble was created during the Clinton administration when it was congressional policy to lower the threshold to qualify for loans, and the market responded, and the consequences, the unintended consequences, are massive and negative at the current time. But going after the banks, to me, for the liar loans that are out there, is like suing Ford for every, on behalf of everybody that bought an Edsel. It may have been a lousy car, but nobody made him buy it. And I got no sympathy for the people that bought an Edsel with a bad check.
Okay, your thoughts on this?
Well, my thoughts are that we need to save the economy of Nevada so that people have jobs so they can pay their mortgages. And I believe that that there's a couple of ways we can do that. Number one, the Attorney General should be suing to stop Obamacare, because Obamacare is going to bankrupt Nevada, and it's going to bankrupt the people, and it's going to bankrupt businesses who are forced to buy high rate insurance. And we also need to control immigration. The federal government has failed in its responsibility to control immigration, and the state of Nevada is being bankrupted by illegal aliens who use, for instance, UMC and our other hospitals. They overload our schools and our prisons and our other services. And so as the Attorney General, I'm going to do everything possible that I can to enforce the immigration laws of the United States, which is not really the responsibility of the AG, but to enforce our laws. For instance, I'm going to go after
10 seconds.
Illegal immigrants who apply for Nevada driver's license with illegal and fake IDs. That's a felony.
And do you believe that that's currently occurring in the state?
I think it may be, but I'm going to be very aggressive about that. And I'm going to seek other ways to protect us from illegal immigrants, and I'm going to sue the federal government to get back the money that we have to pay to support UMC and so on because of the illegal immigrations coming in here due to the federal government's failure to exercise its responsibility.
And that's where we have to leave it. Gentlemen, good luck in the primary. Good luck in the general. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
So, who do you use for workers' comp?
Pro Group Management.
Yeah, I've heard of them. They help to grow your trucking business?
Well, you bet. Employee background checks, safety training. My claims even went down.
Sounds great, but expensive.
Well, they saved me 25% and my rates haven't gone up in, oh, about 10 years.
So do they work with builders?
Sure do.
That works for me.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Why should you hire a personal injury attorney? To prevent insurance companies from taking advantage of you.
That way, you don't have to go it alone. You need someone to fight for you.
When you're injured, it can change your life. And life-changing decisions need to be taken seriously.
When you hire Bob and me, all you need to worry about is getting better. And let us get you back on track.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
Fed up with politicians who won't tell the truth? Like Rory Reed's Washington friends running these ads lying about Brian Sandoval. Brian never sued to increase taxes, and he opposes driver's licenses for undocumented workers. And Jim Gibbons, he says he never raised taxes, but he did. $300 million in new taxes on us while he pressured local officials to cut his own taxes. Reed and Gibbons, everything that's wrong with public service. Brian Sandoval, honest, conservative leadership.
On the next Face-to-Face, we'll be up in Reno sizing up some primary races likely to determine pivotal seats in the state Senate. And we'll hear the latest on the plight of Nevada's wild horses. What's the status of the BLM's efforts to thin the herds?
News 4's Fact Finder team, going the extra step to get the facts.
If the city's broke, why is it giving out money right now?
When accuracy matters, turn to News 4, Nevada's Fact Finders.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Larry Mathias is here, Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Rue Goodnow is an attorney with Parsons, Bell & Latimer. And Chris Wicker is spokesman for the Washoe County Democratic Party. Let's start out with a discussion we just had with the Attorney General candidates. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, I looked at their websites before we came on the show, and Travis Barrick's website addresses just two issues, gun laws and immigration, which I think is a very paltry menu for somebody running for attorney general. And Jacob Hapter is quite interesting because he re-registered as a Republican, I think it was in 2008. And you heard Hapter and Barrick talk, and they were like they were running against each other from different parties, actually. And then Joel Hansen seems like a personable guy, but the Independent American Party is always so far to the right, it's just beyond the pale of, for most people.
And as I brought up during the discussion, I was surprised that he didn't take this opportunity to move into the Republican Party, because he might have a much better shot in this year, if anybody's going to have a shot at taking out the current Attorney General. Your thoughts?
Well, what's interesting to me is the contrast between the people even on the right-hand side of the issue, so to speak. You know, there's a lot of contrast in terms of the personal points of view. I've worked with Travis Barrick. I think he's a great guy, a smart guy. Joel has some issues. I'm not going to comment on the state bar issue because, as you know, I'm a former president of the State Bar Association. But, you know, the focus on immigration, I think, is an important one. I mean, particularly in light of what happened down in Arizona. And it seems to me that's an appropriate area for a candidate for this particular office to be focusing on, particularly in light of the federal government's taking a role in inviting the Mexican president to come here and criticize our state internal laws. You know, that's something we ought to be speaking out on.
But we've certainly done that in other places. You know, the President of the United States has gone to China and complained about civil rights there, has complained about Russia. I mean, this is not an unusual thing. It just doesn't happen here very often. Your thoughts on the Attorney General race?
I think if any of these folks want to defeat Catherine Cortez Masto, they're really going to have to sharpen up their game quite a bit. I think the issues are interesting ones and important ones in some cases, but really I think Masto's record is not necessarily the way it was characterized here, and I suspect she can defend it rather easily.
All right, let's change topics. And Larry, this is right up your street, which is a story in the Review Journal this past weekend on mental health services. United Health Services is going to be buying up a lot more psychiatric facilities in both northern and southern portions of the state.
Universal Health Services.
I'm sorry, Universal Health Services.
United may too.
Assemblywoman Sheila Leslie has some concerns. Do you?
Sure. I think...
And this is a company that already runs a lot of facilities in the state already.
Yes, absolutely. And it's the concerns are about the concentration of activities. At one level, we know that we need a significant enhancement in the number of psychiatric beds. It's got our emergency care system virtually a standstill for days at a time in southern Nevada, especially. I don't know if this will improve or not improve that situation. The range of problems in the mental health system in this state are significant. It really needs significant enhancement. There are problems with access. There are problems of availability. We don't have sufficient psychiatric beds. We don't have sufficient outpatient services. The emergency departments or the regular hospitals have become our mental health system, and we're still in this economic decline, where we're going to see the mental health system probably weakened even further.
Are we better to have private companies doing this rather than the state doing this?
Not necessarily. This has been an issue, as I think you're aware, for many years. The complaint has always been that the private hospitals will treat until the insurance money runs out, and then it's the public sector's problem. And we need to be concerned about this as Nevadans, because these hospitals, these mental health hospitals, treat people, some of whom have been placed into care without their consent. There are rules and procedures for taking care of people who are unable to take care of themselves,
And, you know, the interplay between, you know, whether or not they want to go in for treatment and not, and then the ability of family members to get their loved ones into treatment is a very important nexus between the health care and the law that we all should be really concerned about.
Okay, you get the last 30 seconds here.
I think with a company amassing so much power in the medical services field, you just have to recall that a private company's obligation to its shareholders to make money. And so to the extent that they can make money and make choices that are either for the detriment of patients or for the benefit of patients, it's going to be based on what is their obligation to their shareholders. And so I think it's just a very, very big risk that one company would amass so much power because you face the possibility that this company is going to cherry pick, you know, the best people, the patients with the best insurance, with the most money to pay their fees, and you have the rest of the people to the state provided services, and we know that those are going to be even further reduced after the next legislature. So I think that's a problem.
We're last in virtually every category in mental health services in the state. We've got to improve them.
And that's why I have to leave it. Thank you all very much. Thoughtful discussion. We'll be right back in Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
So here's an unusual question. When's the last time you went to the dentist?
I can't remember.
I know I should visit the dentist more often, but Medicare doesn't pay for it.
No, I haven't seen the dentist in a while.
Why is that?
When he retired, we lost our dental insurance.
You spoke, we listened. If you're one of the millions of Americans without dental insurance, Physicians Mutual Insurance Company has an answer for you. For less than $1 a day, you can get real dental insurance that pays for over 300 covered procedures, including cleanings, fillings, crowns, and even dentures. Cash benefits are paid directly to you, and you don't have to pay a deductible. This isn't one of those dental discount programs. This is real insurance that can pay for everything from preventive care to major dental services. And that's important to your overall health. Now, if you're worried about being turned down because of your age or dental health, relax. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these policies. Plus, you can go to any dentist you choose. That's right. You're free to go to the dentist you're most comfortable with. If you're retired or on Medicare, this coverage can help you get the dental care you need. That's good to know because, in most cases, dental care just isn't covered by Medicare. Want to find out more? Just call this number or go online to get all the details. There's no cost or obligation. You'll get straightforward answers and friendly service. At Physicians Mutual, we listen and we care.
It's about time someone listened.
This is the simple, affordable dental insurance you've been waiting for. So put it to work for you before your next appointment.
For free information, call 1-800-688-4910, 1-800-688-4910, or visit dentalforallofus.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. If you live in Las Vegas, you can listen to Nevada Newsmakers on KXNT Saturdays from noon till 2. On the next broadcast, Irma Aguirre.